It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 1. Monster Radio RX 93.1. Train, marry me. And of course, you had the acoustic version of Latch before that. Good morning, everyone. It's a Thursday. I just really love it. You know, with a really fast going week. I love it. It was almost just yesterday. We were complaining that it was a Monday, and now it's a Thursday. Woo! Okay, here we go. Let's play some more music for you. A very hot song from Zia, the beautiful, the talented Zia, and Pasakalye, only here on The Morning Rush. Enjoy.
Hello, good morning, everybody. Welcome to The Morning Rush. My name is Del. I got the news. Here we go. The Wanted's Tom Parker may face legal trouble for littering
with
his, well, shall we say, excrement.
Ew.
The singer went to the toilet in a plastic bag while in a road vehicle earlier this year in the United States. Now, his bandmates are worried he may get a tap on the wrist by police by throwing it out a window. Quote, I'm going to try to avoid Colorado right now, but if we do go, Tom needs to get $500 ready. This is what Jay McGinnis told British newspaper The Daily Mirror, adding, quote, that was the most expensive passing of a number two Tom will ever have, unquote. The embarrassing event took place before a concert in the state. The 24-year-old emptied his bowels in a Walmart carrier before carelessly discarding it. Apparently, he could be stopped by customs next time he tries to enter the country, the United States, as littering is a Class 2 petty offense punishable upon conviction by a mandatory fine of not less than $20 nor more than $500 upon a first conviction. Bandmates Siva Kinnis Warren takes no responsibility, saying it wasn't my out the window. Tom, it was his log.
I don't even know what possessed him to do that. I mean,
just
I can
being bad, I guess. You know how they are.
No, but
when boys get together, you put them in the bus, load them up with money, with popularity.
And I guess if you're in a bus, you don't want it in there with
no,
you guys.
No, but those buses have.
Maybe that one didn't. Because if it had, then you should have just gone in the toilet.
But even if there was no restroom in the bus, which I highly doubt because they're a top boy band.
Yeah.
There's always, like, every few kilometers in the United States,
yeah,
there's always either a gas station, somewhere where you can relieve yourself.
I know.
And throwing it out the window is not exactly...
It's not the first reaction you would think of.
Because Colorado is not a desert.
Yeah.
You would expect that in the desert. Mm-hmm. You would have my... Well, I remember when I was traveling across country in the United States, going to the Grand Canyon from Utah, there were stretches where, you know, it was really desert.
Yeah.
But even then, they would still have every few kilometers, like a gas station,
yeah,
or somewhere... just somewhere you can do whatever you need.
Yeah. And some would, you know, like, kunyari, even here in the Philippines, the ones who, like, yun talagang no choice, you're in the middle of nowhere. At the very least, you, like, go to a talahiban and do it there.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't, like, put it in a bag and throw it out the window. That's just the grossest thing because the cars behind you will run over it. And that's gross.
I just wonder...
so unsanitary.
How did he get caught?
Yes. I'm pretty sure, because how else? I mean, unless you saw the piece of ish go out that bus's window, you don't have proof.
Yeah, you don't have...
so you would have had to catch them in the act.
Oh my gosh, okay.
Can you imagine how gross that is for whoever it is that caught them?
Yeah, but I guess, you know, boys will be boys.
I know.
Everyone's just trying to, you know what...
outgross each other.
Outgross each other. And maybe get some publicity along the way as well.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Well, there you go. That is the news. The first one today here on the show. It's a Thursday already. Can you believe it? Can you believe
it? So fast. No, I was just saying earlier.
I know. I was tuned in.
I mean, this is the second week. Same as last week. I really distinctly remember complaining that it was a Monday. And then suddenly it's like, okay. we're
well, I also
on a
think because Monday, Tuesday, we had guests. Yeah. And you know when you have guests, time just, it's funny because it slows down, but it also speeds up.
Yeah. I mean, it's so frenetic when they're here.
Yeah.
And then you're like, after a while, you're like, oh, I don't even remember the whole experience.
The whole experience.
Because you were so, it was like a whirlwind.
Yeah, and we had a 1-2 punch today. This week. And then, of course, Ride Wednesday. Time always goes faster a little bit on a Wednesday.
So it's like, wow, just one more day and it's the weekend.
It's the weekend. All right. Well, anyway, you're spending your Thursday with us. You got C&D here on RX-TMR right here on Manila's Hottest, RX 93.1.
Manila's Hottest.
FM Radio.
RX 93.1.
TMR. The Morning Rush Top 10.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. And we've got our Top 10 for today. The first one. Okay. So thank you to thank you to ABC.
Yeah? For asking us to do this today. Hello?
Yes, okay. Just had to fix my headphones.
Before we start anything, can we just say happy, happy birthday to Hell Dad.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, Ernie San Luisa, happy, happy birthday today. That's coming from your daughter and from a lot of other rushers as well. Happy, happy birthday.
And also to Kylie Gayahan Mo, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
It's his birthday today. Hello. All right, so, okay, we've got our top 10 Twitter names for celebs.
Okay.
So,
what?
Did we didn't announce it?
Well, I don't
know. Oh, I haven't. Sorry, okay. But, no, because I posted it on
Twitter.
I posted it on Twitter. Okay, anyway, we have more than enough for the first batch. But can we just officially announce it?
Yes.
Our top 10 for today will be the top 10 Twitter names for celebs.
Okay.
So imagine if you could give their Twitter handle. You know how it's not always like, kunyari ako, it's such a given. I'm at Chico Garcia because that's my
name. That's your name.
But sometimes they tweak it.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? They make it a little more different than their names. So, for instance, the example that ABC gave was for Andres Bonifacio.
Okay.
At Andy KKK.
That's cute.
Pwede. Andy.
At
Andy KKK.
And it's not Andy.
Andy.
Okay.
KKK. And then.
It reminds me of Toy Story.
Exactly. O kunyari si Madam Oring. At Asim Hottie 69.
Asim Hottie 69.
Yeah, that sort of thing.
Well, wait, it's like, just don't use just their names.
Not their names.
Because most likely they'd use that.
Yeah. But every now
Make
and
it
then,
fun.
Every now and then, there's a celeb who comes up with a cute.
Right.
Parang something that.
Well, one celebrity comes to mind. Not exactly funny, but very different.
Yeah.
Xtina on the Rocks.
Yeah.
You know, that's
exactly.
Not, yeah.
It's not Casey Concepcion. It's Xtina on the Rocks. Mm-hmm. See, I know the Instagram of James Young husband, parang Jim Boy something.
Oh, really?
You wouldn't think it was him.
Oh.
I thought it was like a
not, parody
not
account.
His real account. But turns out it is. Okay, so, kunyari. All right. Let's read off some of the entries. A lot of people sent it in because I already tweeted it, but we just forgot to announce it on the air. Baba Ba Bambin says, for Cian Lim.
Okay.
His Twitter account would be Mr. at Mr. XL.
Wow.
But extra large, di ba? And you're thinking it's like, okay.
But he is very
XL.
Tall. Yeah, well, Cian Lim.
Di ba?
And as a guy, he's 6'1".
He's huge. Actually, I was surprised. Last Tuesday, before we did the epic pick, I asked Ding Dong Dantes. I was like, how tall are you? And he said he's 5'10". But he's way taller.
He looks like he's tall.
He looks
like,
way taller. I mean, I've met guys who've said they're 6'0".
Uh-huh.
But they seem like smaller than Ding Dong was.
Right.
But according to Ding Dong, he's just 5'10".
Maybe he's taller.
I would think so.
You know, I remember Cian posted a picture on Instagram where he was flanked by Freddie Webb.
Whoa.
Yeah, basketball player / coach / senator, right?
Yeah.
And the on the other side was Tonton Gutierrez. Mm-hmm. Both very tall men. And Cian was a couple of inches taller.
Wow.
Than they were.
Okay.
I was so like, whoa.
And we had a guest who was 6'3". Who was 6'3"? We had a guest.
Hayden?
Hayden.
Hayden.
And it's like, grabe, as in up to the kilikili.
I
was as high as his kilikili.
I did not think he was tall.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, he was tall. So, let's see here. Cinco Engter says, for Mahal, mm-hmm. at Masarap sa Sofa.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then keep asking her what her Twitter handle is.
Yeah, and make her keep saying it. Camilo says, for Miss Ay de las Alas.
Okay.
At Lady_Baba.
Lady Baba. Lady Baba.
Lady Baba. Pwede rin na, no? Celine Dion.
Yeah.
Diba?
Or Sarah Jessica Parker.
Right. Yeah. Pwede rin. Coco Hernandez says, for Pinoy, our president.
Okay.
At Bachelor Prez.
Ah, pwede.
Ah, diba? It's actually cool, ah.
Bachelor Prez.
Bachelor Prez. Also, si Coengtor says, for Daniel Matsunaga.
Okay.
At Chico Garcia Forever.
Whoa! Daya!
Diba? Pwede, pwede. let's see here.
Yeah, it's funny. We met really, really great celebrities.
Yeah.
Lately. I mean, the last 2 years.
Super.
And it's so nice to have them around. It's just so different.
I would think so.
I still have that feeling when we're introducing a celebrity and they're sitting next to you or in front of me. I'm like, are they really here?
For me, the first time they enter the booth.
It's weird,
there's
right?
There's a parang electricity that you feel. Like, parang, oh my gosh, they're here. You know, when somebody goes, he's here, she's here.
Yeah.
The moment somebody says that, you're like, because especially for me, kasi ako nakatalikod.
Yeah, kasi so I can see.
I never see the actual arrival of the guest. Uh-huh. It's always you or whoever's on board saying, andito na.
Uh-huh.
And the moment you say that, talaga
you
merong,
a little nervous.
Meron talagang gasp na parang, oh my gosh, they're here.
And then you sit right next to them for hours.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
They're right there, and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm actually talking to them.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's just so, it feels so, so weird. And, let's see here.
Final few?
Sebastian says, for Sisa.
Okay.
If she had the Twitter
account. If she had a Twitter account.
At crazy_mom_ever.
Crazy mom ever.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 Twitter names for celebs comes from Fat Kid Inside.
Fat Kid Inside says.
For Leonor Rivera.
She the first girlfriend?
Yeah, first girlfriend.
Jose Rizal.
Her Twitter handle would be @ Pepe's First Love.
It's so dated, but so current.
Because it's your claim to fame.
Oh.
I was the first love of the national hero of the Philippines. So Pepe's First Love.
Okay, diba? Pepe's First Love.
Pepe's First Love.
Haban ang buhok mo, girl.
Diba? I mean, it's the Jose Rizal.
Yeah.
And you were the first one he ever fell in love with.
He fell in love with you.
Diba? So that's exactly what we're looking for. That's just a little teaser of what we're looking for.
And when we say celebrities, make like the first batch.
Yeah.
Sisa, Andres Bonifacio. You know, they are historical figures, fictional figures, Harry Potter.
You can include like cartoon characters.
Cartoon characters, just people or characters who are huge, popular.
Yeah. And current. I mean, like, for current celebs.
Yeah.
Local and foreign.
Right. Also, it was Harry Potter's birthday yesterday.
Yes, it was. Happy birthday, Harry.
See?
You might be listening.
Blurring the lines.
I know.
Blurred lines.
So, happy birthday, Harry. Okay, so, the top 10 Twitter names for celebs. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include #TheMorningRush and #TwitterNamesForCelebs.
Manila's hottest.
Chico Berkada. The Morning Rush.
The Morning Rush.
RX 93.1.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 2.
TMR. TMR, The Morning Rush, Top 10.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Bounce Radio, RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. We are doing the top 10 Twitter names for celebs. So we are actually giving celebrities
A brand new Twitter handle.
Even the ones that, well, like history.
Yes, historical figures. Even characters from books.
Yeah,
even books, TV series.
TV series, movies.
Bands.
Cartoons. You can.
All
right. Okay, so let's give you some samples. Thank you to ABBC for suggesting this. From Sika Wengdork, for Rihanna, at Ella, Ella, Ella,
But I kind of like her Twitter handle, Bad Girl Riri. Bad Girl.
Oh, that's an example.
Yeah.
It's not Rihanna.
Yeah,
it's Bad Girl Riri.
And if you follow her, she really is bad.
She's a bad girl.
She's a bad girl.
Mash Plutonium says for J-Lo.
Okay.
At Butterfly.
That she is.
That she is.
You know, there are some shots of her where it's just so big.
Yeah.
It's incredibly big.
Well, yun nga yung term na umaangulo. Diba, even for the face, sometimes you see them, ang bilog-bilog pala ng face. But when you see them in pictures.
They just know how to work it.
They know how to pose. I mean, I guess that's why... it's the skill of, diba, like America's Top Model.
Yeah,
Tyra says that all the time. You need to know if your legs are short. You need to pose in a way where you always extend your legs.
Yeah, it makes it look longer. Even your neck.
If you don't have a neck, there's a way of extending it.
I like the... whenever I see J-Lo pictures where her butt is just so big, I think that's why she was together with P. Diddy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, because, you know, mama got booty.
Mm-hmm. Sinko Wainter says, for Daniel Radcliffe.
Okay, the actor, not Harry Potter.
Not Harry Potter.
Okay.
Pero ang ano niya, Twitter handle niya, at I am Harry Potter, bitch. Pwede, pwede.
You know, I don't know if Dale Kintz is tuned in, but yesterday he posted a
picture. Yeah, I saw it.
Ang galing! He had a Gryffindor shirt.
Yeah.
He had the wand, the Harry Potter glasses, and then he had like
a scar. Diba? Kevin Shen says, I love this, for Beyonce.
Okay.
I hope this was her real Twitter account. Mm-hmm. At Destiny's Only Child.
Again, what a bitch.
There's no children here.
Yeah,
Destiny's Only Child.
In parentheses, bitch.
But excuse me.
Go on, what about Sila Kelly?
And also, Baba Bob Bambin says, for Marian Rivera.
Okay.
At Ginang Dantes.
Ah, right.
But it's cute, diba?
Yeah.
You sort of like use your
Is
Twitter
it really
handle.
Really, her on IG?
Oh, I don't know. You know what
the
you should
do? The
real
Marian?
I think it is. Because you know what you do is you check Ding Dong's.
Twitter account. That's what I.
If he tags her, then that's her.
No, what I did was to check Ding Dong's who he was following.
Yeah.
And that.
Oh, that's her. I don't think he'd follow a parody account.
Okay.
I don't think he would.
Well, is somebody handling it for her?
No, I think that would be her. Because, you know, that's the difference between Twitter and Instagram. A lot of celebs I know...
has someone handling their Twitter for them.
Or they skip Twitter altogether.
And go on IG.
And IG. Because IG is so personal.
Mm.
It's like your photos, your... And you would see, because if it's a parody account, it's harder to fake Instagram. Yeah. It's easier to fake Twitter, because with Twitter, it's just words.
But actually, no. I know, like, for Judy Ann, there's one that's not hers, but all of the posts are, like, from the house, from what she's cooking, and a lot of people are misled.
And they think it's
her. They think it's her.
But it's a little harder, because you'd have to look for photos.
Siguro, or maybe...
Twitter, it's so easy. You just type in whatever, and pretend you're the celebrity.
Even Ian Somerhalder on IG, that's not him. Mm-hmm. So there,
at least with that, mag-ano ka pa, mag-research
effort
ka pa.
Mag-effort
ka pa eh. You'd have to go on Google, you'd have to go on... Diba?
Some people are so good though.
They are.
Hmm.
And pero some, like remember with Ding Dong, some of them, they're magnanimous. As long as they don't put anything harmful. Remember he was saying, there's actually one that's pretending to be me, but it's okay, kasi puro nice naman.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's puro productive.
Right.
So I guess it's like, it's okay for you pretending to be me
fans.
As long as it's okay.
If they're real fans, like the Ian Somerhalder thing and the GDN.
Yeah. And they really plug the celeb.
Yeah.
They really like...
It's not harmful.
It's not harmful.
It's actually parang... Parang they want to make sure that other people know what the celebrity's doing.
Yeah. So, not so bad. Ang mahirap medyo yung pag yung medyo
hater.
Malicious.
Yeah.
Di ba? Bababa Bambin says, for Vilma Santos.
Okay.
At Four Seasons.
At Four Seasons.
Ah, lang,
she's the
lang.
Star for all seasons.
Eh, di ba? What's the maximum seasons ba? The four.
Four.
Di kung all, the four. Okay. Kaya at Four Seasons. Also, Mabel Dita says, again, for Vilma Santos. At Flying V. Kasi darna.
Pero parang gas station lang.
Oh, pero yung V niya VI.
Ah, right. Kasi the gas station is just the letter V.
Siya,
right,
Flying underscore VI. Mrs. Bond says, for Darth Vader. At I am underscore your daddy.
Your daddy.
Daddy. D-A-D-D-E-E. E-H. Dada.
Dada.
Ken Hard Rock says, for Tyra Banks, at America's Top Forehead.
Bad guy.
Actually, she calls it Five Head.
Five Head. Not a forehead. She has a five head.
Cinco Wangtor says, for Charisse.
Okay.
At Hindi Pempeng Mo.
Pempeng ko. Get it? Get it?
Let's get this, make this clear, huh? Not pempeng mo, pempeng ko.
Oh, diba? Got it.
Galing. I am Mabel Dita says, for Coco Martin.
Okay.
At mas underscore yummy.
He's so known for that line.
He's just so yummy. And from Camilo, for Superman.
Mm.
At not Clark Kent.
No.
Pero parang, duh. You're not very smart, Supi.
Oh. So parang, now we know.
Now we know. And the top Twitter name for celebs comes from Shivana.
Shivana says,
I love this. This is my favorite so far. For Miranda Kerr.
Okay.
So, at take her, cause I care. I can't even deliver.
Oh my God.
Take her. Tsaka Kerr talaga. K-E-R-R. Take her, cause I cur.
Mm-hmm.
I wanna tweet na parang, can you make this your Twitter account, please?
She's
for the Pinoy.
She's just Miranda Kerr.
I know, right?
So, but because she didn't put Bloom.
Oh, right.
No?
Oh, nga, no?
Yeah. But I love following her. She's one of those celebrities that are so, I don't know, parang mysterious?
Yeah.
Parang, she's always...
You wanna know what's going on, because she's not out there. She's not like Kim Kardashian.
And,
you know everything going on.
And for how beautiful she is, she hardly posts selfies. Hardly.
Kaya na nakakainis. Minsan pinapollow mo for the
para
selfies.
Para selfie.
For the certain types of pics. The certain type of selfies. Yung mga naka-swimwear.
Swimwear, ha? Swimwear.
Eh, nakaka-irita eh. Parang,
diretso na natin.
Wag na lang. Wag natin diretso eh.
Aray ko. Damn it. This is one of those things like, oh, I can't wait to not be pregnant so I can laugh my heart out.
I know.
And I mean, that's the worst. When things are so happy, you want to laugh.
But you can't.
But you can't. It's the worst.
Actually, when you laugh, you always hold the same part of your belly.
Yeah, the underside. Oh, yeah, the underside.
So, the top 10 Twitter names for celebs. Think of your favorite celebrities and come up with a Twitter name for them. Key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Twitter name, Twitter names for celebs.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush. RX 93.1.
TMR. The Morning Rush. Top 10.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monts Radio RX 93.1, and of course Bello Men will help you look good, and that's already a real one up. That's why men need Bello 2 per DOH FDA permit number 1575 series of 2013. Okay, so we've got our top 10 for today. Thank you to ABC for this, the top 10 Twitter names for celebs. Let's start off with Fat Kid Inside. any bus driver at Hari ng EDSA.
Wow, that's a dig.
Natawa naman ako doon. We'll make an exception for that. They're not celebs, pero sige, natawa lang kasi ako.
Pero alam mo, I hope someone comes up with a hashtag for motorcycle drivers.
What?
The bad ones. Uh-oh. I don't know, but I hope they make up.
I know. And Mrs. Bond says, official Twitter account for the movie Sister Act.
Mm-hmm.
At please follow me. Diba? I will follow you. Eh, di ba kasi yung follow at
right,
that Twitter account.
Right.
Eh. Yeah.
I remember Ellen was, her first joke when I guess Twitter started, you know, becoming big was, she was thanking people for following her. Because for a while she was the top.
She
like,
was.
Diba? And dami niyang followers. And then she was like, thank you to the blank million who followed me on Twitter. My question is, where are we going?
You're right.
Yeah, where are we going?
Bababab Bamben says, for Wilma doesn't.
Okay.
At Wilma doesn't, but I do.
Right.
Diba?
She just celebrated her birthday.
Oh, she did?
And you know how I know?
Yeah.
Instagram.
Oh.
So even like celebrities you're not, you know, you don't necessarily follow. But when other celebrities, their friends, greet them a happy birthday and post a picture.
Exactly.
Galing lang.
At Papa Trotz, he says, for Cherie Hill.
Okay.
At Cherie on top. Diba Cherie on top?
Yeah.
At Cherie on top.
Oh my gosh. I saw a picture she posted on Instagram. She was hugging, what's her name? Julia Montes. Do you know who Julia Montes is? Like hugging her and giving her a kiss on the cheek.
Yeah.
And then she was like, the caption was, like, she's such a great actress. They had a scene where I guess Cherie had to slap her or hurt her physically.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And she said, I hope you're okay. Remember, this is our job.
And it's the... I mean, if I were to be sampled by...
Might as well be Cherie.
Might as well be Cherie. Yeah,
right. Diba?
And Amanda... from Kevin Chen. For Amanda Bynes.
Okay.
At You All Ugly. Because she calls everybody ugly.
But I swear she should look in the mirror. It's not like you're the prettiest girl.
But
on
I don't
the
think that's the point.
I know.
You know.
She just wants attention.
She's really just an attention.
Yeah.
That word.
That bad word.
That bad word. Also, Angel Rain for Taylor Swift at Manizer. There's a womanizer. But if you're
she's
woman,
a manizer.
You're a manizer.
She's a manizer.
Nick Kell says for Hugh Jackman.
Okay.
At Jack_OL. Like online. This is Hugh Jackman online. Diba? So.
Oh my gosh.
You can
brave
get,
nothing.
You can get to me online.
What's the handle again?
Online. Parang America. Parang AOL.
Oh, what?
Jack OL. Yeah, online. Online. O-N. L-I-N-E.
You'll be offline and, tomorrow. You'll be off air tomorrow.
Charos, oh no. I put Charo Santos as the entry sender.
But that's the entry.
That's the entry. Sorry, whoever you are. Somebody sent in for Charo Santos. At Di Ko Maalala. Hindi ko maalala.
Maalala mo kaya is the title of our show.
Oo, hindi ko maalala.
Hindi ko maalala. Ang dami na kasing stories.
Sorry, hindi ko maalala. You can imagine like somebody from like, I don't know, 10 years ago. Naalala nyo, ma'am? Isa ako sa... Hindi ko maalala. Ang cute na. Chenong says, for Cherie Hill.
Okay.
At Slapshot.
Yeah.
Diba? And Cristiano Ronaldo for Miley Cyrus.
Mm-hmm.
At La Daddy Daddy, Twitter ni Miley.
Oh my gosh, I wish Gino were here.
Diba? At La Daddy Daddy, Twitter ni Miley. Chenong says, for Jon Snow.
Jon Snow. You know nothing, Jon Snow.
For Jon Snow, at Tongue Twister. I don't know why. Madali naman sabihin
really?
Jon Snow. Jon Snow. Oh, it's so easy to say.
That thing you do with your...
Ay, nako.
That deserves a rewatch.
I know, I know.
There's so much nudity on Game of Thrones.
Sobra.
So much nudity, actually, so much sex. Hey, you know what it reminds me of? Spartacus.
Yeah. That's another, like...
Talagang, like, everywhere, you know?
Well, what's the name of the girl who plays Daenerys?
The actress
defended it. She's like, I don't know what the big deal is. I mean, it's supposed to be that era. And if you wanted to be, you know, a bit accurate,
you'd have
people
to.
Didn't really make a big deal about nudity.
And even when George R.R. Martin was being asked, he said, you know, he didn't want to say anything bad about Tolkien. But really, they never had sex, the hobbits.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, how did
not
they...
Not the hobbits, naman.
No, I mean, there are women hobbits.
Hobbit each other.
Wow. Just goes to show your frame of mind.
No, I'm just
there
saying,
are women hobbits, Chico. Like, I swear.
But there are, naman.
There are. And he's like, what? They never touched each other? They like, never had sex with each
they're
other?
They're not how? Like Smurfs. Na si Smurfette lang yung babaeng Smurf.
Yeah, and you'd have... It, sex would be part of it.
Yeah.
Especially in a, well, you can argue, a not so civilized, you know,
yeah.
time.
Yeah, nagdodotrakihan sila. That's how they, yeah.
So George Martin was saying, if ever there was anything lacking in the Tolkien series for him, it would be the sex part. Because let's face it, I mean, people get dressed, they go to clubs, they spend so much money on plastic surgery in the hopes of getting some.
Yeah.
Because they think getting some would lead to happiness.
It's like, but all do it, but the moment we saw it on screen, we're like, ew, why are you being so offensive?
Right.
But everybody does it.
Have you done it?
Maybe not in the way that's portrayed there.
Are you sure?
Well, sometimes. Not always. Not necessarily.
So, wala lang.
Kasi some talaga, yung they make it a mission to do it one way. And then some people make it a mission to do it another way.
And George Martin just got down.
Exactly.
To it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And the top Twitter names for celebs comes from Bababa Bambin.
Bababa Bambin says,
for Epifanio de los Santos.
Edsa.
Pero the person.
Yeah, the person.
At my way or the highway.
Oh, crap.
Oh. Okay. Stop laughing.
It's my way or the highway. Oh, I'm sorry. My way is the highway.
Diba? He's Epifanio de los Santos. Ang gagaling, grabe.
Ang gagaling
yung mga entries.
Galing.
As in, I can't. Even if we tried joining the top 10, we wouldn't come close to what these guys are
saying. For me, those are the most memorable ones. Yan, the Charo Santos.
Yes. Definitely.
At
hindi ko maalala.
Don't ask me.
I don't remember. The top 10 Twitter names for celebs. If you want to join us, just key in RX space your entries and you send them to 2299. Or please tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Twitter names for celebs. And thank you to everyone. Hashtag The Morning Rush is now number 4 trending in the Philippines.
Yay!
Thank you.
BFFs? You mean BFFs, right? Oh, I mean FBFs, like Facebook friends. Oh.
Shout it!
Feeling left out? Don't be. Facebook.com/RX931.
Hot us on radio.
Look us hot us on Facebook.
Facebook.com/RX931.
TMR. The Morning Rush Top 10.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio, RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. We are doing the top 10 Twitter names for celebs. And thank you very much for making hashtag The Morning Rush trend in the Philippines. Yay. Actually, I correct. Both now are trending in the Philippines. Hashtag Twitter names for celebs and hashtag The Morning Rush are both trending in the Philippines.
Nice.
Thank you so very much.
We appreciate it.
All right. So let's start off with...
You know, sometimes when you say, the morning, hashtag The Morning Rush is trending. I'm like, what are they talking about? they're talking about the show. What could they be saying?
Hopefully nice things.
Hopefully entries.
Yes. LS Dominique says, for Dora.
Mm-hmm. The Explorer.
At Ang Batang Gala. Yogi Bench says, for Mariah Carey.
Okay.
At Carrie Cotto.
Carrie Cotto. Hey, remember you were telling us that she lost so much weight?
Yes.
I saw her post. She is.
Did you see her wearing the
black,
barely there bikini?
Oh, no, not yet.
Oh, my gosh.
I saw the one, the black tube dress.
For me, it's a little too revealing. Sobrang skimpy. As in, sobrang skimpy.
But I wonder how she did it.
Carrie naman niya. It's just that
Carrie naman niya.
Carrie naman niya. Pero medyo, you know, like...
A bit much.
Yeah. And also...
Pero she's always been like that. Ever since she broke up with Tommy Mottola.
Yeah. Because supposedly, Tommy was so strict.
Yeah, didn't want her to dress too revealing in her videos. So after they broke up, like, all her videos would have her either in short shorts... Or a short dress. And she's always bearing, like, showing her cleavage.
Kasi I remember, supposedly, yung nagalit si Tommy Mottola, the ultra-sexy video for Honey.
Right.
Remember, she was so sexy there. I would dare say at her sexiest.
And that's I think that's the video that Gino would always talk about.
Yeah.
The Honey video.
It's black and white. Tapos she's always in the pool, either coming out of the water or going into the water. Diba? Tapos it had, ano pa, it had P. Diddy pa, diba?
I do not remember the video.
Basta ganon, she was so sexy in that video. And also...
What a problem. I'd like to have that problem.
I know,
she's
right?
Too sexy.
Camila says, for Pinoy, President Noy, at your service.
Pwede.
At your service.
Or
also,
any politician for that matter.
Angel Rain.
Diba?
And actually, that's true. Angel Rain and Fat Kid Inside. Sent in similar entries for Nolity Castro for Cabayan.
Mm-hmm.
At Teve underscore 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 all caps
Patron! Well,
pero pwede yun, ha?
Alam mo now,
ang ganda
I can't even watch TV Patrol without laughing.
Yeah.
Pag yun na yung part.
Diba? At saka you're waiting kasi alam mo, he mixes it up.
He mixes
he
it
knows
up, yes,
it.
Yes.
He does it differently. He doesn't do it the same way each time. At saka yung length, gugulating ka niya talaga. Minsan yung, Teve! Patrol! So, hinihintay mo sa may huli, di ba?
Right.
Tapos bilang minsan, Teve! Patrol! That's each time nagugulat ka kasi parang...
You know, what if we have him on the show?
Oh my gosh!
The things, alam nyo, I will show him the video of you both doing that.
A video?
Hello! You have a 15-second video that I posted on Tout.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, the first time you guys ever did that. Nagko-cover pa kayo ng ice ni Gino. You don't remember?
I don't remember.
I'll show you. I'll show you.
I promise
I'll repost
I don't
it.
Okay,
after
okay.
All, it's Throwback Thursday.
Oh yeah?
It's Throwback Thursday.
You're right. From Mark Paredes, for Frodo, at Taller Than Mahal 44. And then Reminis says, for Josephine Bracken. Remember kanina si Leonor Rivera?
Yeah.
The first love ni,
yeah.
Ni Sarah.
No.
So Josephine Bracken says, at Ako Legal Wife.
Oh!
So if your claim to fame is that you're the first love, well, my claim to fame is I'm the one
I'm
he married. So I'm the legal wife. Papa,
no, I never saw pictures of her. Did you?
Yes.
Oh, you did. It's
yes.
Funny because I'm a history major. Never saw a picture.
Yeah, I have seen pictures, but I think of only the two, of the different girls. I think only Leonardo. I'm sure ako yung, yeah, the two, Leonardo Rivera the first and the one that.
Chick boy si Rizal.
He was. Papa Trotsi says for Cherry Pie Pikachu.
Okay.
At Cutie Pie Pikachu. Kasi may pie din naman eh. Pwede na rin yun.
Okay.
Cutie Pie Pikachu. Tonya Marcopio says, for Anita Linda, at Bratatatatat 45. Lagi yung
she's always
yung
the target.
Dan, eh. And very similar, meron siyang dalawang Twitter accounts. At I hate, yung hate all caps, I hate pansit.
Sawa na siya.
Oh, lagi
and
na
it's
lang.
Always like... It's,
basta may ubo siya, may pansit siyang uwi. And the top Twitter names for celebs comes from LS Dominique.
LS Dominique says...
For Jono Gibbs.
Mm-hmm.
At what Jono Gibbs, Jono receives.
Okay.
Diba?
All right.
What Jono Gibbs, Jono receives.
Receives.
Okay, so the top 10 Twitter names for celebs. If you want to join us, just key in RX space your entries and send them to 2299. Or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Twitter names for celebs.
The Morning Rush, Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush, RX93.1.
It's Chico, it's Delamar,
and it's Gino
on The Morning Rush, Part 3.
Good morning, guys. It's time for the news again here on The Morning Rush. My name is Del. News.
This is so juicy, promise.
I know. Following Robert Pattinson and Kristen Stewart's split, rumors swirl that Katy Perry and the Twilight leading man were getting more friendly, but Katy blames the romance speculation on her assets. Oh,
so
don't
cute.
You just love her? The singer opened up to Elle UK in their September issue about how she reached out to Kristen to make sure she understood that she wasn't breaking the girl code. Quote, I sent her a text message saying, I know you've seen all this stuff, but you know I would never disrespect you. I'm not that person. I'm just trying to be a friend to him. But it is unfortunate that I have a set of... a set of memory glands, let's
of,
just say.
Of teeth.
Of teeth.
A set of teeth.
That's what the singer told the magazine. Katy also spoke candidly about her up and down relationship with John Mayer, going into detail about their March 2013 split. Again, I quote her. He pulled away. That was a big hello for me. I realized I could lose the person I loved, and I had to deal with some things. Issues I think a lot of women have. You can be strong in one aspect of your life, but submissive in another. In relationships, it was hard for me to speak up and set boundaries. I think a lot of that has to do with the fear of loss.
Wow.
So are they broken up?
Ano sila eh? It's so weird.
Mm.
Like they're like on again, off again. Very, ano, very, very Rob Pattinson, Kristen, and Selena and Justin. Parang ganun. Medyo, they're on,
things,
they're off, they're
I don't know,
on,
those,
they're off.
Those things don't have nice endings.
Well, yeah.
I've had one of those.
Yeah.
It's not,
that's,
at some
that,
point.
That's the thing.
Hmm.
Eventually, it'll be an off.
Yeah.
Diba? Parang after a while, after a couple of times. So, just like them, see Rob Pattinson, they split up. Let's take it back together.
It's just nice of Katy to send that message to Kristen.
Yes. Because exactly, with most women, especially if they're really innocent, they're like, I don't need to explain anything to you.
Right.
I'm not doing anything wrong. Pero ito yung parang, look, I know I'm not doing anything wrong, but these things are coming out, and this is the information that might be coming to you.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to set things straight between two girls.
It's just, no,
I love it. May honor it.
It's also funny because if Robert Pattinson had chosen a friend who was not so well endowed in the memory department, that probably wouldn't be an issue.
Not just that. Who's not pretty?
Who's not pretty? But
I mean,
if it's
not
Katy
just
Perry,
the boobs.
She's pretty. Plus, yeah. She has a great set of,
in her
know.
Own words,
teeth.
Teeth. And right. But I love the. If I were Kristen, I would appreciate the effort. Because if you were having an affair or kayo na talaga, you wouldn't say that.
Well, here's something
kapal
like...
Kapal mo na nun. Kung
oh, naman.
Nag-send ka pa ng ganun, tapos yung pala...
Meron din.
Totoo pa lang kayo, diba? That would be too much. Pero I doubt it. I mean, she seems like a really nice girl.
I recently read the Steve Jobs biography, right? And in it, apparently, he and John Mayer had been close. He would invite John Mayer to his house. And
really?
John Mayer would sit in Apple meetings as well.
Oh.
Yeah. And so...
He's a big music fan.
Yeah, Steve Jobs, very much. Anyway, he did say something about John Mayer, saying he's a great guitarist. One of the best, he says, mm-hmm. But he's so lost.
Oh.
He's lost. And if there was one thing the book always says about Steve Jobs is, this is a guy you'll probably hate or love. People yeah. love him for his brutal honesty. People hate him for his brutal honesty.
Yeah.
And there are only two categories in this man's life. Either you're total crap or you're a genius.
Yeah.
You're good or you're bad. I mean, there's no middle ground. Mm-hmm. So people are left, you know, he's not going to sugarcoat things.
Yeah.
So him being so open about his opinion about John Mayer was really telling.
Yeah, like somebody who should really like come up with like the official biog. Bio. Biography kasi. Wait. Bio.
I want you to know na dalawa lang tayo today. Do you want me to do the show alone tomorrow? I mean, what is it?
Kasi, look, biography.
You know I can't handle the show alone.
Biography and bio.
Don't make it short like that.
Bio pala.
Really? Biog?
No, parang biography, di ba?
So, don't even say it that way. It's worse. Bio is the word.
Bio.
Yeah.
Bio.
Point was?
No, my point is, parang, because remember the one who played him, pero I don't think it's based on that book. Pero do you remember Ashton Kutcher?
Did it come out already?
Yeah. Yes, it did.
Oh, it
but
did.
But it's a smaller movie. Tsaka it was already in the works. Parang, before the book came out, parang it was already it's part of one biography, but it's not the one that you're reading, if I'm not mistaken.
But because this is the authorized.
Because he's playing. I mean, Ashton Kutcher is playing Steve Jobs. Now, I was just it's just funny how you know how like a lot of people consider Ashton a DB, a douchebag.
Oh, okay.
And medyo ganun din si John Mayer, di ba? So yung parang wala lang. Parang I guess may malapit siya sa mga
douchebags.
And then, diba, when
well,
you think about
you know,
it,
birds of the same feather flock together.
Pero alam mo, the earlier pictures of Steve Jobs with, nung wala pa siyang beard, kamukha niya si Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah, a little bit.
He was very handsome.
Yeah.
He was very handsome. Kasi ngayon, parang it's all about the beard. Diba? Mm-hmm. Parang he's overwhelmed by the beard. Mm-hmm. Pero he has a very handsome face underneath that.
Right.
At saka he's ano, Syrian?
Syrian.
Syrian
his father.
Descent.
His biological father.
Is Syrian.
Nice. That's the news here on The Morning Rush. You got C&D on this Thursday morning. Go ahead. Have you posted your throwback Thursday pic?
I know.
If you have, make sure it doesn't include people
your
who
co-workers.
Do not want.
Your co-workers.
I know. I hate it so much. I hate it so much. You got us all the way until 10, as usual, right here on Manila's Hottest RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush, Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush, RX 93.1.
Monster Radio, RX 93.1. All right, before anything else, we would like to have a special greet. Happy 75th birthday to Mommy Mila Villanueva. Happy birthday. We love her so much, coming from her loving family. Happy birthday. Hope you have a great one. Hope it's an extra special birthday today. So, here we go. Okay. We're going to have to do this from the internet. Okay, the top 10. We are looking for the top 10 Twitter names for celebs. Okay, you'll have to pardon me a little bit. Just a little bit, okay? I have to get it straight from the internet. Okay. Coming from Driven. Okay, this is like, you'd have to be like a fanboy of the movie. For Jor-El, Superman's dad, Kal-El's dad. At How to Train Your Dragon. Because according to Driven, there would be no Man of Steel if not for his dragon save. If you watch the movie, right, at the very start. Also, let's see here. from Mark Maniac. For Kristen Stewart. At Stuart Little. That's actually cute. I actually like that. And also, wait, please. I'm just, and can we just say thank you to everybody for making Twitter names for celebs the top trending topic in the Philippines and hashtag The Morning Rush, the number 4 trending topic. Thank you. Here we go. Also, Let's see here. Driven was saying it's a joint Twitter account for Alanis Morissette and the Eagles, the band, the Eagles. At Angry Birds. Because, see, Alanis Morissette is always angry, and the Eagles, well, they're basically birds. Also, let's see here. Also, Mrs. Bond says, a Twitter name for Maria Ozawa, the artist, the multi-talented, multitasking Japanese artist, at Ozawa ng lahat. No, in some of her roles, she pretends or she acts like she's different men's partners. Driven says, the Twitter account of Jaeger pilots, you know, like in Pacific Rim, at Moves Like Jaeger. Kev Trinidad says, a Twitter name for Lovi Po, at I Don't Care, I Lovey. Okay, also, you know what? I actually have a full batch ready for you, but later we'll just have to explain why I have to get it straight from Twitter first, okay? And glad you liked it. A lot of people just, you know, liking the Tiesto version of I Love It. Also, let's see here. Wait lang. Sorry, pose. Coming from, and dami kasi, I would love to say them, but they're not really for on air. From Aznalar. For Ces Quesada. If you remember Ces Quesada, the comedian. At Ces Says. Ah, but it didn't Ces Drilon. If it's Ces Drilon, it could be like at Ces Says. Okay. Also, Stormtrooper says for Edward Scissorhands. Edward Scissorhands, it would be at Emo na Wolverine. Okay. Oh, no, you're right. It's like, actually, more than Wolverine, I would say, what's his face? Freddy Krueger. Kasi diba parang each fingernail is like a razor blade. Medyo mas ganun si Edward Scissorhands. Also, oh my gosh, from Kylie Gayahan Mo, Twitter names for celebs, for Jamie Lannister or Luke Skywalker, it's at Need a Hand. They both have their a hand cut off. And dagdag nyo na si ano, Captain Hook. One hand is a hook. Also, let's see here. Okay. Let's see here. Wait. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 Twitter names for celebs comes from JM Torado. It's a joint account. If Taylor Swift and Taylor Lautner got married, it would be at Taylor Lautner. Because Taylor Lautner is Taylor Lautner, and Taylor Swift, if she marries Taylor Lautner, will be Taylor Lautner. So basically, there would be Taylor Lautner and Taylor Lautner. So Taylor Lautner at Taylor Lautner. Diba? That would be so cool. You know, they were together for a while. It would have been so cool if they got married. Diba? Two Taylor Lautners. So cool. All right, so give me one more batch and I'll be able to retrieve everything that I set aside. And so here we go. The top 10 Twitter names for celebs. Again, thank you to everybody for making hashtag Twitter names for celebs the top trending topic in the Philippines. Thank you. And hashtag The Morning Rush at number 4. Thank you. Okay, so now we need to jump into... Okay, wait. I'm a little harassed. Time to jump into a quick break. Very quick break. And... here we go. Let's do this. Okay. Let's fade this out and play this.
Your radio station, Manila's hot. Monster Radio RX 93.1.
Moss Radio RX 93.1, and we've got our final news bit for today. Ryan Gosling overwhelmingly won the vote in a recent survey asking fans which male actor they'd most like to watch in a sex tape. Oh my gosh. Gosling garnered 21.6% of the vote, followed by Brad Pitt, Channing Tatum, Matthew McConaughey, and Johnny Depp. No word on whether fans wanted to see Gosling get intimate with his girlfriend, Eva Mendez. Vivid Entertainment and XCritic.com also asked fans which celebrity couple they would like to see do the deed on video. 20.8% chose Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel, followed by Jennifer Aniston and Justin Theroux, Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, Prince William and Kate Middleton, and Ellen DeGeneres and Portia de Rossi. Strange. And just as a footnote, now we all know that Nick Jonas has been up to what he has been up to during the Jonas Brothers hiatus, hitting the gym. I think Twitter was abuzz yesterday with Nick posting a photo of himself in only shorts for his Twitter fans, showing off his ripped body. He tweeted, "I never do this, but healthy living and fitness update. Post-workout picture. Hashtag diabetic in shape. Hashtag 2.0. Of course, his fans loved it, squealing in adoration. But the hashtag diabetic in shape tag is actually a reference to the pop star's battle with diabetes, which he revealed several years ago. Nick has since been an advocate for studying and treating the ailment, traveling to the White House in 2010 to lobby for funding. He was also given the Dream Award at the Disability Rights Legal Center's annual Franklin D. Roosevelt Dinner in 2011. The Jonas Brothers are currently on a U.S. tour due to end in California on August 16, and their fifth studio album, V, will be released this fall. All right, so there you go, the final news update for today. But for now, you are on the final stretch of the Morning Rush. And, of course, you've got your Kikai Barkada. Let's play something funky for you. Some Robin Thicke featuring Kendrick Lamar. His latest, Give It To You. And we're giving it to you on Manila's Hottest, Monster Radio, RX 93.1.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush, Part 4.
The Morning Rush, Top 10. TMR, Top 10.
TMR, Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Here we go. Thank you to everybody for making hashtag Twitter names for celebs the top trending topic in the Philippines. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, here we go. Let's check out some of your entries. Let's start off with Shivana, a Twitter name for Gotye. She Mr. Somebody that I used to know. At I got ye, babe. I got ye, babe. And also from Camilo, for Mitch Valdez. Mitch, please. Yeah, I like that. But you know, actually, some of them are existing Twitter accounts. Like Mitch, please. If it's colored blue, it means it's used. Yogi Bench says, here's another example of an actual Twitter handle. Yogi Bench says, for Simon Cowell, at Simon Says. Ah, I like that one. Bababa Bambin says, for Donald Trump, at U_R_fired. Perfect for The Apprentice. Oh, and a Filipino one, The Apprentice Asia. Congratulations. Congratulations. And also, Marky Bowie says, for Jon Snow, at I Know Nothing. It's a bit difficult to spell, but I Know Nothing. And also, Kiko Man Machine says, for Steve Jobs, at An Apple A Day. Ah, very witty. And something very similar from... Oh, where was that? There was one. There you go. From Kevin Chen. For Snow White. His entry goes for Snow White at I Love Microsoft. Get it? Because she doesn't like apples. Because it sent her into a deep sleep. Okay. And also, Ellis Dominique says for Emma Watson at Emma Woodson. Emma Woodson. And Jake says for Jose Rizal at JR underscore chick boy PH. Because he was. He was probably one of the earliest chick boys we've heard of. And from Shivana, Jon Snow at Tong Lentado. Ah. Instead na talentado, Tong Lentado. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 Twitter names for celebs comes from Camilo. And Camilo says, for Peke Galiaga, the director, the famed director, at Ang Genuine na Peke. Ah, because, you know, if you think about it, your name is Peke, but there could be like fake accounts of you. So technically, merong mga Peke na Peke. So you will be at Ang Genuine na Peke. All right, so keep sending in your entries. We still have one batch to go, and I have a feeling we'll have a pretty long final batch once Dell comes in. So if you have some more entries, just keep sending in your entries. Key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Twitter names for celebs. Again, thank you to everybody for making it the top trending topic in the Philippines. Here we go.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush. RX 93.1.
TMR. The Morning Rush. Top 10.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the final top 10 for today. And, okay, thank you very much to ABBC for suggesting this. Let's start off with Yogi Benj. Gus Abelgas. Oh, we are doing the top 10
Twitter handles.
Twitter names.
Twitter names for celebrities.
Celebs. Twitter names for celebs.
Sanchez. I just work here.
From Yogi Benj.
I don't know much. I just work here.
Okay, and thank you very much. Kanina, we were like the top trending topic for the Philippines for the longest time.
Yung hashtag now, The Morning Rush. Diba?
No. Twitter names for celebs now. We did. While you were gone.
While I was gone.
Yeah, I announced it. And although it's number 2 now. But still.
I have a random thought.
What?
So I had to step out for real quick for an errand. And
yeah.
I took a cab.
Okay.
And against my normal way, I took the seat in front.
Okay. Usually you stay at the back.
At the back. And then going into the hospital, we had to turn left. The driver was so impatient because it was taking so long.
Yeah.
He leaned over to me.
Oh.
And a man, I almost fainted.
Really?
Oh my God. I almost fainted.
Okay, correction. We are the top trending topic in the Philippines.
Present tense.
Present lens. Present lens.
Not like that.
Present.
Not like that. Take two.
Present tense. Hashtag Twitter names for celebs is the top trending topic in the Philippines. Thank you.
It was so weird.
I know,
just
right?
Just getting a whiff of it. It's that human scent, but if you're not close to the person, you do not want to smell that.
Yeah.
You know, that scent that has nothing to do with soap, with shampoo, with deodorant. It's just the smell of your smell.
Yung hinog na.
Oh my gosh.
Pwede nang pitasin eh.
Alam mo, it diba? Took all my self-control not to push him back.
Yeah.
I wanted
kasi
to push
instinct
him.
Eh.
Kasi instinct eh.
Minsan parang kang sinampal, so yung instinct mo is to push them away. Yung parang...
And it's like, it's the window to my right.
Yeah.
Where am I gonna go unless I open the door and get out of the cab? I'm not gonna... Oh my God. So manong bigyan kita ng tip. Huwag ka lang lumapit sa akin.
Oo nga. And not for anything.
Not for any... I,
not because I'm afraid of my safety, but more of my sanity. Diba? Ay, nako. Okay. So, here are some examples. Yogi Benj says, for Gus Abelgas.
The reporter.
At di ako sosoko. Siya kasi yung host ng Soko.
Soko.
Kikoman,
our version of CSI.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Kikoman Machine says, for Shrek.
Okay.
At green, but not mean. I like that. That's actually cute. Oh, ito, another cartoons. From Alice Dominique, from Rapunzel. Ang haba ng ari, ng hari, ng hair ko. Wait.
Okay, wait a minute. So today, you started it with a biog.
When
biography. Biog.
Short for biography.
No, it's bio.
Kaya nga, nagkamali nga eh.
Alam mo.
Perfect.
Yes. Alam mo, you have one thing in the brain.
What?
And now.
Kasi akala ko hari. Ang haba ng hari ko. Hair pala. Hair. Sorry, dyslexic.
Or bastos ka lang talaga.
Bambinsos.
You know, you see what you want to see.
No.
And you want to see a mahabang.
No.
Are you sure?
For Enya.
Yeah. Orinoco Flow Enya.
At Enyare.
Enyare.
Pwede. For Baba Bob Bambin. For Michelle Pfeiffer. At Fide Pfeiffer. Kakainis. Hata, haroto. Oh, hayaya.
What?
It was deleting. On its own. It was moving without me pressing anything.
There's a ghost.
Homer Simpson says, a parody account of Peke Galiaga.
Okay.
Fake Peke. Diba? Parang it's a fake Peke. Diba? Kiko Man Machine says...
Sige, tuloy mo yan. Tuloy mo yung ginagawa mo.
Kiko Man Machine says, Pamela Anderson at World Cups. I thought cute.
Is it still as big?
They are.
Didn't she have a reduction?
Hello. Kahit bawasan mo ng kalahati yun, malaki pa rin. Because it's so gigantic. Fat Kid Inside says, for Bahati Prince Lou, at Mrs. Adam Levine _ soon.
Wow.
How cute.
I bet, you know, she's probably gonna get the Selena Gomez treatment.
Yeah, for sure.
Tapos, but she's so young. She's like 10 years younger.
And pretty. I just wonder though, kasi diba like Adam Levine have been with all these Victoria's Secret models. Madami yan. I wonder what clicks. Nabilang this one, how long have they been together? And then suddenly it's like,
very
will
whirlwind.
You marry me?
Yeah. And they broke up
it's
earlier
weird.
In the year.
Then what do you think about it? He's been with hot girls.
See, it can go both ways. Either, because whirlwind romance is parang two categories. Eh. Either it's really just the two of you. It's really, you guys are meant for each other.
Yeah.
Or it's just too soon. You didn't know each other that well. And it's not going to end well.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it's the first one with...
I hope.
For them.
Oh, so, something from Ken Hard Rock. Adam Levine then. At I Found Eve. Because he's Adam.
Oh,
diba?
Right.
Like, I found my Eve.
And I really like the name Adam.
Yeah.
Like,
me
it's
too.
So, it's so dignified.
Yeah. Kylie Gayanmo says, for Daenerys Stormborn, at Drogo was here.
Drogo was here.
And also, Shivana says, for Ewan McGregor, at Ewan Cosayo.
Ewan Cosayo. I don't know. Ewan Cosayo.
Ellis Dominique says, for Kesha, at Mas Okay Ako Kesha Sayo. Yogi Bench says, for Wolverine, at Di Makamot Ang Better Half Ko.
Chico!
Ang better half ko, hindi ko makamot.
Please stay.
O. Robert says, for Mario Morer, at Super Mario.
Ah, pwede.
Ah, pwede. Because he is super.
Do you know what Morer means?
What?
Wall.
Same spelling, like Maurer.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, really?
Mawa, actually. Mawa.
Mawa.
In German.
Mm-hmm. And Baba Bob Bambin says, for Deli Atay.
Error.
For Deli Atay. At Liveran.
Kasi Atay.
But Atay is already a word. It's the gizzard. Ay, hindi.
Balon. Hello, I swear. I don't know.
Oo nga pala, balon-balunan.
Are you an idiot, savant?
Balon-balunan.
Balon-balonan. Ay, hindi.
Balon-balonan. Balon-balonan.
Gizzard.
Oo nga pala.
I still like
it. Saan yung
wala.
Ah, wala.
I don't think so. Atay is
maybe
the word.
It's a play on balon-balunan.
Maybe.
Diba? Like,
maybe,
kunyari,
maybe. Right.
Stomak-stomakan. Ah, chan-chanan. Ah, ano yung stomach?
Tiyan.
Oh, tiyan-tiyanan. Or bituka-bitukanan.
Okay.
Or pancreas-pancreasan?
It has to be Tagalog to follow the pattern.
What's pancreas?
I don't know. I don't know. Oh, I don't know what right. spleen. I don't even know what spleen is in Tagalog.
Spleen. Paliwanag.
Please, spleen.
Spleen.
Spleen
to me.
Spleen to me your point, okay? Uncle it.
And also, Mash Plutonium says, for Susan Roses.
Okay.
Nagpa-cute siya at Tutan Rotet. Diba? Parang cute siya eh.
Alam mo, every time something like that happens, I remember Michael V.
Yes, exactly.
Still sends me chills down my spine. But I swear, it's the scariest moment in our career.
Super, hands down.
But I have to say, it's really brilliant.
It is.
I mean, I don't know if listeners understand how brilliant what he did yeah. was. But mm-hmm. as broadcasters, I mean, what can you say?
I mean, it's brilliant in a very literal way. In a sense that it's very witty.
Yeah.
But it's also brilliant in like, wow, you got away with that.
Because you can.
You can.
Yeah.
And for Rene Boy says, second to the last, for T.I.
Okay.
At... equals, 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 capital D.
Grabe, oh my God.
Oh and the God. Top, the top.
And you tell me.
And the top.
You have an innocent brain.
And the top.
Oh my gosh.
Twitter names for
I'm
celebs.
Impressed.
Comes from Blue Chubs.
Blue Chubs is.
For Iron Man.
Okay.
At FFE, mm-hmm. which is the...
Yeah, the symbol.
The chemical symbol
for
iron.
Iron.
Underscore male. Iron Man. F-E underscore male. Female. Diba?
Oh, I know.
But it's so punny.
The female.
I mean, he's the most male superhero, the most macho superhero. But technically...
Well, that can be argued.
He can be called female. Mm. I mean, for Ferris.
Ferris.
Ferris, right?
F-E-R-R-O-U-S.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Latin name for iron. So, like on the table of elements, it is known as Fe.
Fe. Okay.
Okay. So, what about us? Do you have one Twitter names for?
Somebody was asking if people would give us like Twitter handles for you and me.
For us?
Yeah.
Oh.
How come no one sent?
No, they did.
Oh, they
Andami
did.
Eh. There's so many. Seriously.
I'll read some of them.
Hey, I don't know where they are because they're all like throughout the 4 hours. Some of them would be sending us stuff. And dami. That's why we would like to invite everybody to check out the hashtag. Hashtag Twitter names for celebs.
I mean,
they're all there.
And 4 hours worth of us doing the top 10 is not enough for you to know just how many funny ones don't even make it.
So many. Wow. Us in.
Look, we gotta go. It's okay. 10:12. All right.
Okay.
Have a great Thursday. And just a reminder, since everyone's into the Throwback Thursday thing.
Oh, yeah.
If you can help yourself, don't throw back a picture that involves other people. If you can, sarili niyo na lang.
Pero technically, you can.
Damn it.
You can. It's your picture. Kasalanan, kunyari ako. Kasalanan ko ba? Katabi kita nung pinicturan ako.
Eh, kasi minsan, the very reason you're posting it is because I look so weird.
No, that's not true. Yung huli ko, they were all saying, okay, fine, parang, like...
What was the last one?
Yung button, tinan mo, I look infinitely worse than you did.
See? You're always checking who looks worse.
Hindi, parang sabihin ko, hindi kasi you know why I did it? It was an actual pin.
Someone, yeah.
So parang feeling ko, parang ito, parang siya talagang ano, parang vintage whatever.
All right, have a great Thursday, you guys.
Have a great Thursday.
We're just one day away from the weekend. Hang in there.
Hang in there.
Enjoy it, and we'll see you guys tomorrow.
Yeah.
We'll say goodbye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
The Morning Rush, Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush, RX 93.